Hello and welcome to these recordings from Aotearoa, Nature Sounds of New Zealand, which is on the Symbiosis label. At the moment, listening to the dawn chorus in the Waitomo region, which is famous for its caves and glowworms. You can just hear chaffinches and lots of birds in the bushland around the caves there. It's a beautiful place to visit and certainly to see the nature and listen to the sounds. Now we're going to make a quick transition over to an island called Kapiti near Wellington, and it's a great place to see New Zealand's indigenous bird life. This is the tui, which is one of my favourite birds in New Zealand. It's got these amazing calls, some very sort of grunting calls and others very fluid and beautiful. One's just landed in the tree above us now. If you listen carefully, you can just hear a couple of weka in the bush as well. They're clucking away. Anyway, now we're off to a place called Mapra. This is a reserve in King Country, centre of North Island. I actually went to record the birds, but I got caught in this tremendous thunderstorm. And I just thought, well, while I'm here, I might as well keep the machine recording and see what happens. People have said that these recordings are so real that they're sort of transported back to New Zealand when they hear them. And it's because I've used sort of digital recording techniques and also a super hearing preamplifier, which got the best out of the microphones while I was there. And each place I visited, I sort of created a journey in sound. So it's a bit like walking through the place. So now we're going after the storm. We're moving to a lovely little pathway which is in the Waitomo region, and you can hear the water sort of cascading through, falling over some tiny plants on the path there, and there are one or two glowworms. And now we're moving down actually into the glowworm caves, and you can hear the sound of the water dripping in the caves as it has been doing for probably millions of years. A lot of very different sounds on this album, and we're hearing them very quickly one after another here, but they actually unfold slowly and in a very sort of relaxing way on the album. So now we're moving to a place called Tiritiri Martengi Island, and it's another of these offshore reserves run by the Department of Conservation, where you can see some beautiful birds that are hard to see on the mainland. Here I'm surrounded by bellbirds. They're all singing the same song but slightly at a different time. There's also saddlebacks in the background there, and you could just hear the wattle trees wafting in the wind as well. And to finish, let's go to Rotorua. So this is the place that's famous for all the bubbling mud and the smell of sulphur. And this is a seething pool here for sort of very oily water. Also, you can hear the sort of bubbling mud sounds coming through, where the steam comes up through the mud and makes it boil away like porridge, or something out of Shakespeare's Macbeth. So I hope you've enjoyed this whistle-stop tour. As I say, the album's much more gentle in the way it unfolds. We've got the sounds of the Pacific Ocean, yellow-eyed penguins, little blue penguins, really beautiful atmospheres with cicadas of the bush, temperate rainforests, and also these offshore islands where you can hear such lovely bird calls. So if you'd like to find out more, you can either visit our website, which is www.symbiosis-music.com, or search on Google or another good search engine for Aotearoa, Aotearoa, Nature Sounds of New Zealand. Or you can visit iTunes and you can either listen to parts of the tracks there or download anything you like from one track to the whole album. So thanks for listening, and please do visit our website or have a listen to us on iTunes.